Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, it's your girl, just Stevie, or Stevie Aisha Mills, or whatever you would like to say. But I am super excited because today is the second day of the month that I get to be with you guys. Yes, you know, I do the first Monday and the first Tuesday each and every month here on PWE Empowerment Radio. And I am super excited about professional women entrepreneurs and the fact that they have allowed me to host this show once a month among all the other fabulous co-hosts that we have who come to you. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about PWE and what they have going on. The founders are Trinita Williams and Tashant Rhodes, both out of Atlanta. And PWE has a goal to empower the Renaissance woman who has a purpose, vision, and plan. The vision is to help women around the world build businesses and grow their network. Who does not love that? I'm excited, right? I'm excited about that. So they have an event coming up, October 17th. They have an event coming up. And it's going to be absolutely fabulous. It's going to be in Tucker, Georgia. And get this, y'all. You know, PWE likes to do things a bit differently, right? So what they are doing is something that has been done before, but not in October, I don't think. It's a twist. Professional Women Entrepreneurs Incorporated, along with Business as Usual, which Business as Usual is hosted by Verna Nickelberry. She is an awesome person, a great friend to PWE, and they have Networking for a Purpose, all white event, October 17th, 2015, 5 p.m., Tucker, Georgia. That's where you definitely have to be. And they have so many opportunities for you to be a gift bag contributor, a vendor, or a sponsor, or an attendee. And all the prices range from $15 on up. So there is a place to pay for everybody. And guess what? If you go to PWE Empowerment Radio right now, our Facebook group, then you can be among the first to get this information because we put it in there first. So definitely want you to go there and see this great flyer. So beautiful. You know, I love pink and so does PWE. So what I want to do is to take a second and truly, truly, truly just welcome my special guest today. You know, this young lady, she is so super duper fabulous. She is somebody who I love because what her life purpose is something I connect to. She eradicates the problem of stress in our lives. And it's so beautiful because every time I'm in her presence, it's a beautiful experience. And I know that is a spiritual exchange. And so the great thing about it, she eradicates stress. Those of you who know me know that I went through something where I hated the job I was on, didn't want to go there, and it really produced stress in my life. I had shingles, I had to have 3 colonoscopies within a month's time, and oh my gosh, when that stress came through, it came through so hard. But now I am living and loving my life, loving what I do and doing what I love each and every day. And Misty is just so beautiful in the fact that she is helping other people to even come before and just say, let's get you to a peaceful state before you even go into that stress. And I am an amen corner, a choir, a witness to all that. So I want to just really thank her for the work that she's doing. And y'all, she is one of my good girlfriends. You have to welcome, welcome, welcome Misty to the virtual PWE Empowerment stage. Misty, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you. And so I'm so appreciative as well, too, to be among you guys also and to be with you, Stevie. And, you know, I also must say aloha. So certainly to everyone also. And I just look forward to sharing with you in the future in the next few moments here. I am so excited.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we are not going to prolong anything. What I'm going to do is to mute out so it could be just beautiful and hear your lovely voice. And when we get to the end of your speech, or your beautiful talk, just let me know and I'll come back, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Stevie. You guys, I just want to take a moment and to honor and respect each and every one of you for just taking this time out for yourself. And I really, truly believe that this is what life requires of us individually. And I would encourage you to do this often for yourself. But what I want to talk about today as well, too, is stress, the silent killer. And so I am so committed, as Stevie was saying, to stress reduction for people, because stress can kill us. And I'm just so determined to help people to live out their full mission in their life, to be the best they can be. And I really feel and believe that we can conquer and come against stress. It's going to happen, yes. Will it happen in our lives? That is true. But can we be prepared? That's true, too. And so I think as well, too, it's like a lot of things. You know, it has a time that it may begin and it has an end. And so stress may not last always, but it's always good to be prepared. So I want to talk about being a silent killer for a few moments, because what I'm finding in talking with a lot of people is that people are just not as aware. They may feel like, I don't have any stress. I'm not stressed out. I'm fine. I deal with things fine every day, in and out. I'm not stressed out. And or I hear a lot of people say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. And so they may not be stressed at all. That is true. But also in the same time frame, they may also be just kind of not acknowledging that there could be some things that are going on in their lives that are stressful, that are going on, and they may not be addressing them as well. And that's where I'm concerned, because I believe we need to take time out for ourselves and to address this beforehand, before it becomes to a level of where we're yelling at our children, before it gets to a level of, I mean, hopefully none of us are doing this, but kicking the dog, before it gets to a level of I've, you know, ranted at my spouse, before it gets to the level that I basically have gone off on one of my coworkers or something like that, or I treat a customer not as greatly as I could have because of stress. So I think that we need to take a look beforehand. Take a look at our lives, analyze it, and whether you're experiencing it or feeling it or not, I believe we should take action. So whether you're feeling it, whether you're feeling like you're going through life okay, personally, you know, no, still look at it, still have a plan that you can have in your day-to-day life to address stress. So what I want for you guys to do is, first and foremost, I want to take a time and a place to do some deep breathing. I always believe it's so important to teach people how to breathe effectively so that everybody can use this at certain points in their life as well, too. That would be very, very important to them. And so first and foremost, what we're going to do is, I want you to think from the belly. Think from the belly, and actually, when you inhale, your stomach is going to go out. And when you exhale, your stomach is going to go in. Let me say that in actuality one more time, because that is not easy for the human brain to understand. So, from the lower belly, when we inhale, our stomach is going to go out. And when we exhale, our stomach will go in. That actually is effective deep breathing. And so I just want us to just take a moment in time before I go on to take some deep breaths, so that we can just recollect this time, as well as so that we can, from going forward from this conversation, that you will feel relaxed as well, and you can follow along and create some strategies and things that will help you in relation to stress reduction. So we are going to take 5 deep breaths. And so inhale, stomach is going out, hold, and exhale, stomach is going in. That was 1. Inhale, stomach is going out, hold, and exhale, that is to inhale, inhale, stomach is going out, hold, and exhale. That is three. Two more. Inhale, stomach goes out. Hold, and exhale. That was four. Our last one. Inhale, hold, and exhale. And so I want to talk about deep breathing for just one quick second, because this is actually, in relation to the silent killer, in relation to stress, this is actually something that you can do anywhere. Anywhere and everywhere. Well, actually, you should be doing it, right? Or that, you know, that could be a problem. But certainly, you know, deep breathing is a little bit different. And so with deep breathing, what we have found is that people certainly, even when you're tired, deep breathing can actually work wonderfully, wonderfully. So you may be going throughout your day. You may hit that 2 o'clock time frame, and deep breathing techniques may actually help you get that second wind. You may be going for an interview. It is a perfect time in actuality to do deep breathing. You may be about to have a difficult conversation with someone. That's a great time, actually, to do deep breathing. You may be feeling distressed about finances. It is actually a great time to do deep breathing. You may be basically exiting where you work at, you know, and have to deal with a lot of different people. That is a great time, actually, to do deep breathing. You may be about to go into a meeting and you're not sure how it's going to go. Or even if you feel it's going to go greatly, still a great time to do deep breathing. So that is a technique that I hope that you take with you, that you can use anywhere and everywhere. You can be at a stoplight. You can be in the meeting in and of itself. You can be in the interview in and of itself. You can be talking or doing a speech or whatever it may be, and actually people will not necessarily see you even doing your deep breathing. So you can actually do this at any time and juncture. And I would encourage you to do deep breathing as well, too. We find as well, too, in my work with people, I have taught Tai Chi, and I usually teach people Tai Chi as well, too. And so we feel that it's very, very important that when you arise in the morning, that even before you get out of bed, that it's very important to deep breathe. Just like we did the five before, same thing. You could do that too as well. When you go to bed, same thing also. Good idea to also deep breathe as well. And you could stick with your five also. And so please know that deep breathing is something that can work so well for you and assist you in relation to stress reduction. But also as well, too, let's go on and talk about this silent killer. And so I do want you to be aware of some of the things that I mentioned, because I have a feeling that stress sneaks up on us a lot of times. And I would encourage you to not let it sneak up on you. Almost, you know, I know this may sound a little weird, but in martial arts, I basically studied martial arts since I was, 14. And so basically, one of the major principles in relation to martial arts is to look, to be aware of your surroundings, to be aware. You know, you think, yeah, martial artists, yeah, they do this move, that looks really cool and all this and all that. But you know what? An effective and true martial artist, their first premise, awareness. And you guys, you know what? I believe as well, too, that you are a black belt without knowing it. And I deem you accordingly, too, as well. I make you a black belt, certainly in relation to your stress. And so be aware of it. Be aware. Be on the lookout. Don't let it sneak up on you. So what are some things you can do as well, too? So in addition to deep breathing, what I would recommend is also doing what I call check-ins, body check-ins. Because I do this with myself, actually, too, throughout the day. I'll go, you know, how am I feeling? And I check in with my body, and I actually, you know, kind of give it a scale thing, 1 to 10. And if I need to take action, I take action then and there. I may have to go for a walk. I may have to, you know, listen to some Pandora music and take a break or something really quickly. And so body check-ins are very, very important. And so certainly I would recommend doing this often, actually, throughout the day. Because I think in this, not only will it show us what kinds of things that you are responding to, but I think that you will actually also see a history of things that may be bothering you as well, too, so that you can take action before rather than after. So, body check-ins. The second thing I would suggest as well, too, is create a space and create a place. And so on a daily basis, look for a space and a place that you can reduce and relieve your stress. What does that mean? I'm just going to give you a personal example from my life. You know, everyone's different, and I honor and respect everyone's spiritual aspects about themselves. But for me, I'm just going to be honest that prayer is one of the biggest things for me that's a stress reliever and a stress reduction component for me. And so, you know, I remember in 1999, I had bought a house here in Fort Worth, Texas. And so every apartment or every house I've ever been in, I feel like God has always said to me, hey, this is your prayer place. This is your space for you, where you go and you talk to me and you reduce and relieve your stress, you know. And so certainly, I really believe that wherever you may be, create that place or space for you. Mine tends to be like a closet, you know, where God will say, that's our place where we'll meet at, you know, and you can just tell me all about anything you want to tell me about. You can cry, you can complain, you can talk to me, whatever you want to do, you certainly can do. And I realize that's me. And so I realize that that may not be everyone, but I just wanted to kind of give you an example. And so at the same time, too, even when I've moved to apartments, it's like God has always told me, hey, this is your place. And so I just encourage you to as well to have your place and your space. So now realize that throughout different portions of your day, your space and your place, your stressless space and place may vary. So, like for me, I am an employed entrepreneur, and so during the day, I do work, but you know, I still have my stressless space and place, and it's my car. So, sometimes if I need to take a break, I go to my car, or during my lunch, that's where my stressless space and place is. And then throughout the day, certainly when I'm at home, it is, like I was telling you earlier, yeah, it's my closet. And then at nighttime, too, as well, you know, I have like a certain area around my house that basically is like a alcove tree area. And it just really going there just really is really just calming for me. And so certainly that is another space and place time frame. And so I just encourage you, look around, be aware, be in awareness of where you could have your place and your space. I really believe that your heart and will guide you as to where it is for you. It doesn't, please know, it does not have to be anything elaborate or real fancy or anything like that at all. You know, it might, I hope this doesn't sound too weird, but it might be a stairwell, you know? It might be a stairwell where that's where you can go to for your place and your space for just a moment when you're working, you know? But that may be it. But hey, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. What's important is to have the space and the place. Okay, in addition to that, I just want to encourage you as well to have your stressless mantra. And so a word for you that just has calm. You know, I'll give you my personal word. My personal word actually is aloha. I know it may sound weird, but aloha means yes, hi and bye, but you know what? It actually also means love. And for me, it just creates this sense of calmness and this sense of peace when I think of aloha. Now, your word could be different. It could be peace. It could be calm. It could be the Spanish word, calma. You know, it could be whatever you desire. It might be joy. It might be hope. But I encourage you to have your stressless mantra that will help you. And so, basically, in review, we have talked about breathing, but not just breathing, deep breathing, and all the different areas that it could help you. We've talked about body check-ins and doing that often throughout your day. We've talked about also create a space, create a place. And the last one I want to tell you about is what I call your top three. So your top three basically are things for you that are your stress reduction things you can turn to. So it may be music for you. It may be prayer and meditation. It may be drawing or coloring. It may be a soak, a bath soak. It may be a foot soak. It may be having a massage. It may be, you know, I'm blanking on a whole bunch of journaling. It could be a whole bunch of different things. But I just ask, come up with your top three that you can do. And so certainly that's the plan in place. So deep breathing, body check-ins, create a space, create a place, and also developing your top three. I really don't think it's a bad idea, too, as well, to actually type it out or write it out or do it in scrapbooking, your top three, and have it around you wherever you are. What am I saying? In your car, have your top three in your purse, have your top three at your desk, you know, have it on your phone. And so certainly I believe that all these things can be helpful to you. I feel like I'm leaving one thing out, but the mantra. Not a bad idea as well, too, if you're a creative person, which I am a little bit at times too, but I like doing more of the scrapbooking thing, but to have your mantra, your word in calligraphy, to have it written out, to have it in glitter, whatever you like, and to have that around you as well too. So in conclusion, what I want to do is go back to our deep breathing, five again as well too. And so you're going to inhale, stomach's going out. Hold and exhale. That was one. We're going to inhale again. Stomach goes out. Hold. Exhale. That was two. Inhale. Stomach goes out. And exhale. That was three. Two more. Inhale. Stomach goes out. Hold. Exhale. One more time, inhale, hold, and release. And so I want to bid each one of you what I call hugs, and hugs does stand for health, understanding, gratitude, and success in all that you do. And I just count it a joy to be in your presence at this time. And I thank each and every one of you, and I want to encourage you to live stress-free. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, yes, hey. Ma'am. I'm so excited because I love to see somebody really, you know, I'm big on it factor, as you know. And
yes.
You definitely have it because just the way in which you spoke, you know, I feel less I don't want to say agitated. I wasn't agitated, but I feel peaceful and calm. Just listening to your voice, like, that
yes.
is something that only God can give, because you have a peaceful tone, a peaceful voice, peaceful spirit,
yes.
and it's perfect for what you do, because the people who you coach, like, they're going to benefit so much because
yeah.
of the fact that they just, like, you're kind of like the person who you just go and get some green tea with and just sit in their presence, and the aura comes off and you automatically feel connected and calm. And
see, and I am a tea drinker, too. I am a total tea drinker.
See? Best guy. So, Missy,
yep.
I want you to tell people how to connect with you so that they can follow up.
Yes, and how you can connect with me is certainly by my phone number, which I don't mind at all. I will return the call. I will schedule time with you. I would love to do a free stressless strategy session with you, so it is not a problem at all. My number is 682-521-5908, and once again, that is 682-521-5908. And also, too, I am on Facebook. I have a fan page. And if you put in Mistyism, my name is spelled differently, like yours, Stevie, right? I'm unique,
yes.
too, as well. And so my name is spelled M-I-S-T-E. And so if you put in Mistyism on Facebook, my fan page will come up. And certainly I would love to connect with you there as well, too. And so I do tend to have stressless living polls that I like to do that you can tell me what you like doing for your stress reduction out of different choices of different things. I like telling you about different things I'll be doing and everything too as well through that fan page also. And it's Mistyism, M-I-S-T-E-I-S-M on Facebook. And my number is 682-521-5908.
You know, people who just give out their phone numbers, that certainly says something. That says something about how much they are just so open. That's so beautiful. And I am just, I feel like I can go on and nothing that happens today that may not be positive, everything will be positive just because we had this time with you today, and I'm really grateful for that. So, yes, guys,
cool.
You definitely, I love it. The stressless strategy session, that is great marketing. Who doesn't want to stress less? So, y'all,
right?
You with Missy. She is amazing. She is amazing. And, Missy, do you have any final parting words before we wrap this up for today?
Let's see. I do just want to say that I want to, you know, we talk about it factor, and so I just
mm-hmm.
want to let people know that if they don't know already about Cultivating Your It Factor, the book, that I'm a contributing author to that, and proudly so. And so certainly there are some stress reduction things in there as well, and some wonderful things that people will gain from so many different aspects of their being that they will get from that. So I just wanted to mention that. But let's see. I do want to say this one thing, and it is a quote, and it doesn't necessarily relate to stressless living per se in a way, but I think that I feel led to say it, and so I really feel it could be beneficial to someone. Henry Ford said, "When you think that everything is going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind." Let me say it one more time. When you think everything is going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind. And so I just hope that that was encouraging to someone, and certainly that that encourages them in their life in general.
Awesome. Those are beautiful words. And, you know, I am from North Carolina, the first in flight state. So, yes, represent. So, guys, this has been Stevie Aisha Mills and Misty. Yes, it's a Mistyism. And we are wishing you just a wonderful June. Rock it out. Make grand things happen. And I'll see you again in July. Hugs and love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.